We would like to speak to you about how to be different peacefully. Your world has been so controlled by patriarchal standards that to be different took on a negative connotation, as though to be different from someone else meant that there was some great difference between you, some great space that could not be conquered. As it happens, that is not true. When you have a distinctive path, and all of you do, and you may have experienced in your past the hiding, the knowing that you knew, but not wanting anyone to know that you knew, and so you backed up and covered it and tried to work around it without upsetting anyone. If anyone is truly upset by your individuality, then we need to let them get over it. We do not need to be shape-changing and worrying about how our differences might be viewed. Now, when you are passionate women, as you all are, this is something that probably has, gotten your attention over the years. And so, of course, we learn some mitigating things. We learn who not to show our passion to. We learn to evaluate where our kind of energy is going and what it will do, and then make a decision about where we send the energy or not. These are all fine mitigations to discern, to make a decision about whether your energy should flow in this way or not. That is all fine. What is not fine is to be worried about the fact that you carry that energy. That energy that you carry is wonderful. It was given to you, and it will be particularly good in the time that is forming up now, because clear energy of a clean kind is going to be needed more than ever. To mitigate, that is fine. To say, well, here is a person who will either not understand why I feel the way I do or why I am the way I am, or they are someone who is not like that, and I can share a certain amount of myself with them. Those discernments are fine. But the hiding and the secret worry that because not everyone is able to truly understand your energy, that means there's something wrong with it. It does not mean that at all. It never has meant that. But in a culture where somehow or other the picture of woman that is the popular one does not look like a passionate woman with thoughts and feelings and desires. It looks more like, what is it that you have in you? Oh yes, more like a Barbie doll. And when you are not a Barbie doll, you do not need to pretend to be one. It is a wonderful thing to say, my energy is unique. It is not perfect, because no one has a perfect energy. But it should not be sat down or twisted or even hidden in some shameful place. It is who I am. I will be the mistress of how my energy is used. That is good. I will discern about where I share it, but I will not hide from it, and I will not be worried about it, because that dishonors who you are and the path that you're on. So this particularly important time that you are entering really is going to need who you really are. Now, we will mention one, what would we say, codicil to this, and that is, when you are who you are, you do not need to be afraid of who anyone else is either. And that is the beauty of coming out of the fear and the shadow, because you can be who you truly are, and you can look over and see someone who is not like you at all, but it is not fearful. It is simply that they are where they are, and you are where you are, and it does not require judgment or battle or fear or any of the things that we may have thought were required in the past. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel yourself safe inside a cone of energy. Energy that allows you to bring in what is for you and to release what is not for you. And feel the blue of peace. Fill that cone. Feel it expand. Breathe it in. Feel a warm rain falling all around you, and let the rain wash away anything that might have upset you or caught in your field. Let the rain wash it away. Let the earth send up a cleansing energy, and let that cleansing energy wash your root center so that it is free of any belief that might limit you, any belief that might limit what you are able to create, and feel the root becoming strong. Feel the cleansing energy in the second center and let it begin to displace the judgment and the shame that might have caught in that center. Move it out of your body so there is now the waterfall of purification that is there with you all the time, so that anything that comes into your field that you do not wish to carry, that waterfall will wash away. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart. And feel the cleansing energy wash the pain out of your heart. wash any confusion you might have out of your field, out of your heart, leaving your heart the place where you most want to be, full of rest and beauty and beautiful things growing in your heart and in your life. Let the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. Let the cleansing energy begin to displace anything that you might have spoken to yourself that would make you less than you are or different than you are. Feel all of that communication leave so that you speak to who you are with loving kindness and with respect. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your third eye. Let the cleansing energy take away any doubt or fear that you might have about what you know, what you intuit, what you have discerned. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and open the crown more widely than it has been opened before. And feel that cleansing energy remove limitation. Remove anything that would prevent the universe from sending you the best of everything. Feel how it is to be connected, to be loved, to be known by the energy that loved and created you exactly as you are. And feel the golden light of the universe begin to pour into your crown. Flow down, fill your third eye and your throat center. Flow into your heart and feed that garden. And make your heart wise and healed. Feel the golden light flow down and into your solar plexus. And make a home that receives joy. That receives the affirmations of life, the ones that the universe sends to you through gentle, loving people. Feel the flow of golden light into your second center. And let the second center become a center of clarity and strength, so that whatever you feel, whatever comes to you, however you react, there will be no judgment. There will only be the waterfall that allows you to release what you do not wish to hold in your body. Feel that golden light flow down and into your root. And make that root the planner of the pattern for what you are going to create. Feel that energy go into the earth. so that you are able to draw up from the earth the support, all that you need for the life you are creating. Move your attention into your heart center. See the beauty of the garden you have created. Feel how safe you are, how nourished, how loved you are here. And look and see that there is a road in your heart that is moving upward. And go to that road and let it bring you up without effort, without worry, without judgment. Simply find yourself moving upward on this beautiful road. Come to a place where you can be seated. And know that this is a place of peaceful contemplation, so that anything you think about will be washed with the energy of peace. Take a moment, find anything you want to bring here that you want to be washed in peace, and let this place bring that to you. Now go to the path again and begin to move easily upward. And come to a place of freedom. And know that the energy of freedom is here. So bring to this place any thought, any situation where you feel bound. And feel the energy of freedom pour over it. And feel how lightly you become free. And move upward on the path and come to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, knowing the gift. when you've known your gift, begin to come back down the path, knowing that every step you take brings energy into your body and into your life. Your path. Come down the path and into your heart. And begin to breathe into your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded, open your eyes.